Hey, yo, welcome to the Deep Dive. We're jumping right in today with a story that's moving fast and really matters if you use cloud services, which, let's be honest, is pretty much everyone now. We're digging into the second cybersecurity breach at Oracle in just the last month, and this is the kicker. The FBI is involved now.
Yeah, that definitely elevates things.
Exactly. This isn't just tech jargon. It's about the safety of, well, potentially your health records, company data, all that stuff stored in the cloud.
Right. We've been looking at the info that's come out about these breaches, trying to piece together, what actually went down and what it means for digital security overall.
So our goal today, break down this double hit. What data got compromised, who's affected, and what's the bigger picture here? Because there are some surprising angles, like the FBI's quick response and this focus on so-called legacy systems.
Okay, so yeah, two breaches back to back. That smells fishy.
It really does. What's the timeline?
Well, from what we gather, this second breach was spotted sometime in late March.
Late March.
Yeah, but clients were only told this week. And what's really interesting is Oracle hasn't put out a big public statement. The information seems to be coming mostly from those internal messages to customers.
So a bit low-key from Oracle on this one. Now, the focus is on breach number two, but what about that first one? Was it like a similar kind of thing?
The details on the first one are still a bit thin based on what's public, but having a second major incident happen so quickly afterward, it strongly suggests there were some underlying vulnerabilities left over.
Right. Things not fully fixed from the first time.
Exactly. Makes you wonder how thorough that initial response really was.
Okay, so this second breach, late March, what exactly did the attackers get their hands on?
According to those client messages, it was usernames, encrypted passwords, and passkeys.
Okay.
Now, Oracle's emphasizing that no payment or financial data was touched.
That's something at least.
It is definitely a relief on that front. But having those encrypted login details stolen, that's still pretty risky.
Encrypted passwords. I mean, it sounds better than just plain text, doesn't it?
It does on the surface. They're not immediately readable, true. But encryption isn't always foolproof. Determined attackers have ways to try and crack them.
Right.
And even if they can't easily decrypt the passwords themselves, just having the usernames paired with those encrypted hashes is valuable for something called credential stuffing.
Credential stuffing, where they try the same logins everywhere else.
Precisely. They automate trying those stolen pairs, username and password on banking sites, social media, email. Anywhere people might reuse passwords, it's a huge problem.
Yeah, password reuse. We're all probably guilty sometimes. You also mentioned legacy environments. What's that about, and why are they weaker?
So legacy environments, basically they're older IT systems, stuff that hasn't been updated to the latest security standards.
Okay.
And a big vulnerability often is the lack of modern security, like multi-factor authentication, MFA.
Right, the second code from your phone or whatever.
Exactly that. It's like having two locks on your door. Even if they get the key, your password, they still need that second factor. Legacy systems often don't have that. So if an attacker gets a working username and password,
They're pretty much in.
they have a much easier path, yeah.
So, who needs to be paying closest attention right now? Which sectors or users?
Well, our understanding points mainly to clients in healthcare and general enterprise.
Okay.
Specifically, it seems like the organizations still running on those older Oracle platforms, the ones not yet on the latest cloud setup, are probably the most vulnerable here.
And Oracle is talking directly to these affected clients, right?
Right.
What were they telling them to do?
Yes, reports say they've reached out to the ones they think were impacted. The advice is pretty standard but crucial. Reset passwords immediately, always good practice after any sniff of a breach. Also, monitor their systems much more closely for any weird activity and do thorough internal security checks to see if anyone actually got in.
But the big unknown is how many clients? And has anyone actually used these stolen credentials yet?
Yeah, that's the unsettling part. The full scope isn't clear. Oracle hasn't released numbers. And whether those credentials have been misused, well, that might only show up later if companies are watching closely for suspicious logins or other signs. It takes time.
Two breaches, 1 month. That just screams problem, doesn't it? What are the security pros saying?
Oh, the experts are definitely concerned. Seeing two incidents like this so close together, it strongly suggests, maybe some fundamental weaknesses in Oracle's security posture.
Like what specifically?
Could be several things. Maybe unpatched flaws from the first breach weren't fully dealt with. Maybe poor system segmentation?
Segmentation, like keeping different parts of the system separate.
Exactly, like bulkheads on a ship. If one area floods, it doesn't sink the whole thing. Good segmentation means if hackers get into one part, they can't easily move everywhere.
Got it.
Or maybe their real-time monitoring wasn't good enough to catch the second intrusion faster. The fact it happened twice so fast points to potential core issues.
And that's got to hurt Oracle's reputation, right?
Right.
Yeah. Especially in the cloud business where trust is everything.
Absolutely. Trust is foundational. Mm-hmm. If clients start doubting Oracle can keep their data safe, well, they might start looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
Plus, like we mentioned, this kind of repeat incident is almost guaranteed to attract more regulatory heat. Think HIPAA for healthcare data, GDPR in Europe. Those agencies could launch investigations.
So what's Oracle actually doing about it? Based on what your sources are saying anyway.
Right. So no big public splash, but internally, sources say they're taking it very seriously. They've apparently started a full forensic audit.
Okay. Digging deep.
Trying to figure out exactly how the attackers got in, what they did, all of that. And they're working closely with the FBI, which, again, shows how significant this is. Mm-hmm. They're also reviewing their internal access controls, who can access what, and supposedly prepping system-wide updates to tighten security.
Have they given clients any more specific advice beyond just reset your password?
Yeah, it seems they have. They've reportedly given guidelines on strengthening security on the client's end, too, like on employee devices endpoints. And they're strongly pushing clients still on those older legacy systems to migrate to the newer cloud architecture ASEP.
Makes sense. This forensic audit.
Yeah.
What are they hoping to find out?
Main goals would be pinpointing the initial entry point. How did they first get in? Then did the attackers manage to get higher privileges once inside? That's called privilege escalation.
Allowing them to do more damage or access more data.
Exactly. And crucially, did they compromise other systems besides the ones already identified? Oracle has apparently told clients they'll update them if the audit finds anything else worrying.
This whole Oracle situation, it feels like part of a bigger pattern, doesn't it? We keep hearing about major tech companies getting hit.
You're absolutely right. You have to see this in context. We've seen big breaches recently at places like Microsoft, Okta. It shows even companies with massive resources aren't immune.
Yeah.
It really highlights how sophisticated attackers are getting and the constant battle to stay ahead.
And it feels like governments and regulators are putting more pressure on these companies now, too.
They definitely are. There's a growing sense that the security of these big tech platforms is critical infrastructure. So yeah, more pressure to adopt things like zero trust architecture.
Zero trust.
Basically, assume nothing is trusted by default, even inside the network. Verify everything. Plus, pressure for faster patching, more transparency about breaches when they happen, and bigger potential fines if they mess up.
Okay, this is all pretty serious stuff. Let's bring it on for the listener. Based on this Oracle mess, what should people be doing right now? Like, immediate actions.
Okay, number one, given that usernames and encrypted passwords were taken, reset your passwords, especially if you reuse them anywhere else. That limits the credential stuffing risk.
Crucial. What else?
Number two, enable multi-factor authentication, MFA, everywhere you possibly can. Seriously. That second factor is a huge barrier for attackers.
That digital double lock you mentioned.
Exactly. Third, if you're involved in managing IT for a business, probably a good idea to do an internal security audit now. Look for anything unusual.
Be proactive.
Definitely. And finally, if you're worried or unsure, don't hesitate. Talk to your IT team or get advice from external cybersecurity experts.
Good advice. Okay, let's quickly summarize the key FAQs people might have. What kind of data was stolen again?
Usernames, encrypted passwords, and passkeys.
Was financial data exposed?
No. Based on current info, financial data was not compromised.
Is this second breach connected to the one in March?
It's possible. Oracle hasn't ruled it out, and the timing is suspicious. The FBI investigation will likely look into that link.
And the most important things for affected users to do now?
Reset credentials, enable MFA, and monitor accounts closely for anything weird.
Has Oracle said anything about, like, compensation or credit monitoring?
Not yet. As far as we know, no announcements on that front currently.
And lastly, how big a deal is this, really?
Well, maybe not the biggest volume of data ever stolen, but the repeat nature hitting a major player like Oracle twice quickly. That's very concerning. It raises serious questions about their underlying security.
Right. So, wrapping up. Oracle, major tech provider, hit twice in a month. Login credentials compromised, FBI involved. Financial data seems safe, but healthcare and enterprise clients, especially on older systems, need to be vigilant. And this fits a worrying trend of major tech targets.
Exactly. And those steps, password resets, MFA, audits, they're not just for Oracle users. They're good cyber hygiene for everyone all the time. It really reduces your risk overall.
Yeah, this whole Oracle situation is a pretty stark reminder, isn't it? In today's world, strong cybersecurity isn't just like a nice to have. It's absolutely essential for individuals, for businesses. So maybe a question for everyone listening. What steps are you actually taking to make sure your digital defenses are truly solid? Definitely something worth thinking about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.